Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. We have a special announcement to make. This Sunday evening, the Morrison Sisters will be with us in concert. If you enjoy Southern Gospel music, you won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, January 22nd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, here's the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier to continue our study through the book of Revelation.
Verse number 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, and that he might cause her to be carried away to the flood, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out. Now get the picture. Satan is cast into the earth. So a bunch of people Jewish people went to the mountains. They fled, remember? Satan goes after them. He wants to destroy them, but God supernaturally takes care of them. Satan cannot get to them. Whatever means it is, I have my own opinion, but whatever, that's not important right now. Well, see, the point is, Satan can't get to those people. Look in verse number 17. And the dragon, Satan, was wroth with the woman. He couldn't get to her. Boy, you talking to, he's madder than a wet hen now. They're got up there in those mountains. He cannot get to them. So he turns his attention to make war with the remnant of the seed, the rest of Israel, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now that's Satan. He, in the middle of the week, Michael casts him down from heaven. Okay, that had that battle. Satan, the dragon, follows after the people of Israel who mount. He can't get to them. So he comes back to Jerusalem. He's going to focus on those who didn't leave. Are you following?
Yeah.
This is yes, this is no. Am I going too fast for y'all?
No.
Okay.
Going.
All right. Here's what's written now in Revelation chapter number 13. Something else happens in the middle of the week. We know about the dragon. There's somebody called the Antichrist. This is when the abomination of desolation takes place. Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3. Again, I'm skipping over some, but because of time. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. This is the Antichrist. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they that worship the dragon, Satan, which gave power unto the beast. It's important to understand this, okay? They worship the dragon, Satan, which Satan gave power to the beast. Who is the beast? The Antichrist. And they worship the beast. Now, the Antichrist, saying, who's like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? Why? Because during the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist, the Bible says he receives a wound to death. People believe he's dead. Again, we had this discussion months ago. I'm not going to go back into that. Wherever you are, whether he's really dead or he just was whatever. I'm not, you know, that's a whole other argument for another time, okay? But it's clear the Bible says he received a wound to death and his deadly wound was healed. And people were gathered around and said he's dead, this great leader that led for 3.5 years. He come up among the people and he was the one who signed that agreement with Israel at the beginning of the tribulation period to allow the Jewish people to build that temple. Are you following? He started getting more important during the 3.5 years and he's killed. Wound unto death. That's when Satan enters into the Antichrist. The same way, remember Judas betrayed Jesus and Satan entered into, we read about Satan entered into Judas. Well, Satan then enters into the Antichrist, and that's what it means here in verse number 4, which gave power unto the beast. Now, it's my opinion, that the Antichrist does not know he's the Antichrist until this point. The first 3.5 years, he's just a power-hungry, power-grabbing politician who's just trying to control everything. But at this point, Satan enters into him and gives him power. Then he realizes who he is, okay? And the Bible tells us he enters into the temple and declares himself to be God, and this is the abomination of desolation that we read about. And I spend a lot of time, that's in the middle of the week, because a lot of things happens in the middle of the week. Satan's cast down out of heaven. He chases the people of Israel. While he's chasing the people of Israel, the Antichrist at least receives a wound unto death. He's resurrected. At least people think he's resurrected, whichever the side of the argument you is whichever side you're on, you know. Satan enters into him. The Antichrist enters into the temple, declares himself to be God. Are you following? That's the abomination of desolation. A lot is taking place during this time. 1200, now on your chart, let's continue on. I wanted to finish this. Another 1260 days take place. If you read, and we did, as you read through the rest of the book of the Revelation, you again see these times. 1260 days, 42 months, 3.5 years, time, times, and half times. And that is referred to the second half now of the tribulation. We got 42 months on the front end. We got 42 months on the back end. We got 1260 days on the front end. We got 1260 days on the back end. Are you following? You're with me?
Yeah.
It's very important to understand this, okay? And then, turn me to Revelation 19. That's the next thing on your chart. Verse number 11, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. There's a difference between the translation and revelation. A period of at least 7 years. 7 years plus whatever between the translation and the tribulation, there's a period of time. Remember, we talked about that. The translation does not start the tribulation. In other words, the rapture. It does not start Daniel's 70th week. Daniel's 70th week begins when Satan signs that covenant, what we read about in the book of Daniel chapter number 9. There's a space in between, and if you notice, I put it on your chart, I believe that's when the battle of Gog and Magog, that first battle, takes place from the translation and the tribulation. In between is that battle of Gog and Magog that we find about in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We get to the revelation of Jesus Christ. I believe it's exactly 1260 days. That's why these days are important. Now, we're not to look for the days. No man knoweth his coming. No man. Don't try to date his coming. But during this tribulation, there's going to be some people who's going to read and understand. And they're going to know exactly the time when these things are taking place. It's like, remember when the Babylonians were in captivity. Jeremiah and them knew exactly how long they would be in captivity. How did they know? How did he know? Because they're recording God's word in the past. And he knew how long they were going to be in captivity. Same thing here. Are y'all following? Some of y'all look like a... I have no idea. We went through this, okay? All right. He comes in the Revelation at exactly the right moment. Because the Antichrist has gathered the armies and he's finally going to, he's gathered up the armies of the nation, and he's going to come up, him and that false prophet, against the nation of Israel, specifically in Jerusalem. And just when he goes into Jerusalem, the Bible tells us in Zechariah, he ravishes, he's in Jerusalem, and he's ruining Jerusalem. And just about when time to overthrow Jerusalem, Jesus comes right on time. Not a day too late, not a day too early. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he slays the Antichrist. It's the battle of Armageddon. He slays the Antichrist and the false prophet and all that vast army that's in that valley of Megiddo that Danny and him would be going to see. Did you go there, Ken, when you didn't go there? You did more important things than tourist thing, I understand. But anyway, for us tourists to go, it's a neat place to go. There in that great valley, the Bible tells us the blood of horses and of man will flow to the horse's bridle. I believe that literally.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.